itself. We're going to cross over to Kabul. We're being joined by Afghan journalist Abdulhamid Noorzad. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Noorzad. Now, we've been discussing the message of Imam Hussein and what he has stood for as far as against tyranny and oppression goes. And it is interesting when we see entire families in Gaza or even in Afghanistan being massacred by military operations through terrorism. We remember Imam Hussein and his family, who were also brutally murdered on the plains of Karbala, but their resistance continued. Their message lives by, and that's what the people are rising up now as we see this wave of Islamic awakening throughout the region, where people are saying no to oppression and no to tyranny. Mr. Noorzad, are you still with us?
I do understand that this is a very important day for all Muslims over the world. The 10th of Muharram has got a great history for the Muslims. We have a great understanding of this day, where Allah has granted lots many gifts to different prophets on this day, and at the same time, from the 61st of Hijri calendar, we do understand that on this day, the very beloved grandson of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, was martyred on this day. So this is a very important day for us. As you put it in the context of the contemporary political processes and political situations in the Muslim world today, indeed there are different lessons that the Muslims have to learn from the sacrifices of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein was the personality who stood against the political corruption of his time. He was the one who gave the new message to the humanity that it does not mean that if you are less in numbers, you should be afraid of the greater quantity of your enemy. No. What he told us that if you are standing with the right thing, if you believe in what you believe, then you have to be true to yourself and you have to stand against all those things which are wrong. And this is what our Imam did on this day. So today, if we see the Muslim world, we have got almost everywhere the very oppressing governments which are killing their own people, which are going against the wills of their people, and who are disobeying the message of Allah and the message of Prophet Muhammad. So today, overall, the Muslim world and the Muslim people have to realize that what our Imam did on this day, he did not accept the wrongs, he did not accept the oppression, he did not accept the tyranny which was coming from Yazid on him. So what he did, he stood against all those things, and today the Muslims have to realize it. They have to understand it, that the Allah has commanded us to believe in his words, and we have to be true believers, and we have to understand it, that Allah is with the Muslims, with the Muslims who are true believers, and the Muslims who bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today is the day where we get the sense that what Imam Hussein did was not a simple thing. He was not merely trying to get the political power. No, he was there in order to reveal it for the generations and generations and generations of Muslims who were supposed to come after, like we are almost 1500 years after the Shahada of Imam Hussein. And even today we are understanding that when you want to defeat the wrong, you have to stand strongly on your feet, and you have to not bow to the operation. And this is what is for us in it. And thanks to Allah that today here in Afghanistan, we are celebrating this 10th of Muharram with a lot of joy at the same time with a lot of grief. A lot of joy in the sense that we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on this day he was kind enough toward Prophet Noah, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he gave them the best gifts of their lives. And at the same time it is a grief day because on this day the grandson of our Prophet was killed, and he was killed very brutally.
Indeed, apologies there for the mix-up of the name. That's political analyst Muhammad Azizi. Mr. Azizi, stay with us on the line. I'm going to cross over to Beirut. Professor Mohsen Saleh joins us from there now. He's with the Lebanese University. Professor, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, the day of Ashura, the event of Karbala, is usually described as the day when all of righteousness stood against all of falsehood. And indeed, it is the message of Imam Hussein of standing up for righteousness, of standing up against tyranny, one that has been echoing throughout generations when we see the oppression that takes place on Palestinian territories in Gaza, even whether it's people in Bahrain who are being oppressed by tyrants. It is a cause that joins not just Muslims but humanity together under the banner of Imam Hussein to raise up our voices against oppression and tyranny, no matter of what kind and where it happens. Now, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Good morning to you and to all the audiences. I guess Imam Hussein, may peace be upon him and his sons and his family, was really and still representing the spirit of Islam. And Yazid, the transgressor and the corrupt and the tyranny, was and still represent corruption and the deviation and the tribal aspect of humanity. At a time when Imam Hussein was really sacrificing his body and the bodies of his companions, Yazid was sending his army in order to defend tyranny and tribal values. That's what probably distinguish Imam Hussein as a spirit and as a representative, as a symbol of humanity, freedom, dignity, honor, and all these values that really all humanity aspire to achieve in their lives. Yazid was representing all kinds of dehumanizing a human at that time and collecting all the evil doers at that time and sending them to combat Imam Hussein's values. And now we can see throughout history that Imam Hussein's values going on and growing and really entering into the souls of the believers wherever, while Yazid is forgotten and his companion is cursed everywhere. And that's why I guess this line, this soul of Imam Hussein did not die at that time. On the contrary, it flourished and sprung in the human minds and human souls, till we see these people all over the world, in Pakistan, in Lebanon, in Iran, definitely in Iran, in all these cities we can see these millions of people, and especially in Karbala where Imam Hussein was martyred. I guess now we can see the greatness of Imam Hussein's step towards Karbala and fighting these people, these tribes, these ignorant people who are trying to put an end to Islamic message and Islamic merciful and the word of God. Imam Hussein really implant and put a beginning to the Islamic message. Continuing with Imam Hussein, Islam without Imam Hussein, it would have been really witnessed problems, and especially from these tribes in the Arabs. As you said, in Bahrain, we see this this tyranny, this regime representing the tribal values, while the revolution is representing Imam Hussein's values and behavior and teachings. That's why how we learn from Imam Hussein as the figure and the symbol for all times of the humans who inspire his teachings and aspire to grow and gradually become free and become equal to each other and find justice in human societies all over the world. Imam Hussein's words and behavior was an exemplary and still as exemplary for all people who want to become like Imam Hussein, give the values their right to be embodied in this world.
Indeed, Imam Hussein is a role model for everyone who wants to represent humanity. Mr. Azizi, I like your opinion on this, if I may. Imam Hussein's message is one that has been continued through generations and across time, and we saw its fruition specifically when we saw the Islamic Revolution of Iran, where its founder, Imam Khomeini, has said, "We are a nation of tears," while talking about Ashura ceremonies. But he said, "It is through these tears, that is through remembering Imam Hussein, that we have brought down an entire empire." How do you interpret these words?
Who is a personality who is not only respected and who is not only loved by the Muslims, be it Shia Muslims or Sunni Muslims or whosoever. The important thing is that Imam Hussein was a role model for the humanity. When he stood against Yazid, he proved it to the entire humanity that he is not hungry for power. He was showing it to the whole world that he is the one who is telling them and educating them that whenever there is a choice between right and wrong, you have to stand with the right. And then, likewise, he gave us the practical example that standing on the right does not mean that you will have the victory in the sense that you will have the power. No, he showed us that even dead, he died, he still has got the name, which is repeated in the books of history. It's repeated in the political speeches. It is repeated in the religious books that this is how you have to show your love towards your Lord. And even we have got a great number of the non-Muslims. In particular, if I may remind everyone that when Mahatma Gandhi says that the greatness of Imam Hussein cannot be confined only to one tribe or to one nation or to even one ummah, which is the Muslim ummah. Even Gandhi believed that what lessons Imam Hussein taught, it was not particular to any specific class. It was for the whole humanity. And there are number and number of the non-Muslims, the scholars, the philosophers, the politicians, which we can name, who have been in love and they have been trying their best in order to be the followers of Imam Hussein. Because one thing was clear, that Imam Hussein told us that you don't need to be impatient, you don't need to lose your confidence or your faith. You have to believe, first of all, in one Allah and then in what he has told us, either through Quran or the through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to be firm believers in that, and after that, there is no one who can harm us or who can hurt us. And this is what he did. When he went to Kabbalah in Kufa, this was his firm belief that Yazid may be having a larger number of army, but what Imam Hussein wants to do is to educate the whole humanity for that day as well as for the day afterwards, till the doomsday, till the Qiyamah day, that this is how you have to sacrifice, this is how you have to become victorious, and this is how you have to win the battlefields.
Right, Mr. Saleh, Professor Saleh, that is. in your own country, in Lebanon also, Imam Hussein is extremely revered. His message, of course, as well. We see the Hezbollah resistance movement, which has based its principles of protecting the people of Lebanon, of standing up against the tyranny of Israel, basing its message on what Imam Hussein stood for. Would you care to elaborate a bit more on that?
You're right. Imam Hussein is everything for these martyrs who really paved the way for the victories in Lebanon against the Yazidic way or road in Lebanon. The invasion really was representing the Yazid's way of living, and of course with the bigger Yazid, the United States, who really wanted to dominate the region. The people in Lebanon, especially the followers of Imam Hussein, embodied these teachings in their soul, and they really went to the battle in the same spirit that Imam Hussein had. And that's why really we're able to achieve such victories against a kind of superpower in the region. And now we can see Israel is becoming weaker and weaker because of this spirit. And now we see the resistance and the resistances in this region, all kinds of resistances in Palestine and in Lebanon. They talk about Imam Hussein as their leader, the historical leader, the spiritual leader, the political leader, against tyranny and against all kinds of oppression. And we see that in Lebanon, we see that in Palestine, how this situation, how this spirit of Imam Hussein transferred people and make them able to defend themselves by their blood. We can say this equation, that blood over reached and combated the sword, the F-16 plans, or all kinds of tanks, all super technologies of arms of Israel and the United States. Now we can see how Israel fears these people. And I remember that in a town in Nabatieh, when Ashura was there commemorated, and the Israelis were there and were trying to find Abbas, the martyr in Karbala, because people were crying and calling for Abbas, and the Israelis escaped from that square in Nabatieh. And everybody in Lebanon remembers that, how Ashura, how these figures in Ashura really embodied in these people, in these martyrs, and these people who are now fighting against Israel to achieve such historical and spiritual victory. Of course, history implanted in our souls here in the region, especially the values that really carried out by Imam Hussein in Karbala and everywhere. And that's why when we talk about Imam Hussein as a real representative of all kinds of real values, humanitarian values, spiritual values for this world and for the hereafter world, we can see how people can really achieve their humanity and make it real, factual, there on the ground, and can do all kinds of miracles even.
Indeed. Stay with us on the line, Professor Saleh and Mr. Azizi. We're going to take a look at some of the live images right now coming in from Iran as people commemorate Taso'a, just 9th of Muharram, a day before the martyrdom anniversary of the grandson of Prophet Muhammad.
You're watching Press TV, and these are live pictures of mourning ceremonies taking place across Iran. This picture coming in from Urumqi, we can see people have gathered in this annual mourning ceremony. In fact, Muslims around the world are commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein, and his 72 followers who were martyred in the Battle of Karbala 13 centuries ago. And of course, you might be wondering why Muslims 13 centuries on still commemorate this event so hugely and so loudly. It's because for Muslims, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam, is viewed as a symbol of resistance against the tyrants, against the tyrant of the time, and it, according to the Shia belief and the Muslim belief, it's a symbol that shows how people should, like their imam, stand against any form of oppression and to even be willing to sacrifice their lives for the sake of freedom, they say. These pictures coming in, as you can see here, from Bam in Iran, the huge numbers. Preparations, of course, have been underway for these ceremonies weeks before today, and the peak of the morning ceremonies taking place today and tomorrow. Today is known as Tasu'ar, is remembered for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein's brother, known as Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas, and tomorrow, the day of Ashura, is when Imam Hussein himself was martyred. Yesterday, of course, we had pictures for you of women taking their newborns and infants to mourning ceremonies, remembering the six-month-old son of Imam Hussein, who was also martyred in the Battle of Karbala, becoming the youngest martyr of the unfair battle that took place between Imam Hussein and 72 of his companions alongside the huge army of the then Caliph Yazid. Again, these various pictures coming in from Iran of the mourning ceremonies taking place, millions of black-clad mourners taking to the streets and mosques on this ninth day of the month of Muharram, known as Tasu'ar. Just comes a day ahead of Ashura, when Imam Hussein and his companions were martyred in Karbala, which is presently located in Iraq. The incident that happened in the year 680 AD. And for Shia Muslims, Tasu'ar and Ashura ceremonies are said to symbolize humanity's eternal struggle, they say, against injustice and cruelty. Mohsen Saleh, professor of Lebanese University, is with us live from Beirut. He's been talking to us about the significance of these mourning ceremonies. Mr. Saleh, looking at the Muslim world right now and the number of people who take part, again, some of our viewers may be asking what is so important about this mourning ceremony that brings people in these huge numbers to the streets, to mosques, elsewhere every year. Mr. Saleh.
Yes. This occasion, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, represent the two dimensions of a human being, the spiritual and the soul one, and the way of dealing with the humanitarian political issues in all times. I guess Yazid represents all kinds of oppression and tyranny and corruption. Imam Hussein represents all kinds of dignity and honor and spiritualism and way of dealing with the tyrant oppressors. All times, from the beginning till now, the tribal, the ignorance, all kinds of the material life is embodied in Yazid, while Imam Hussein represents the spiritual aspect of a human being and the political aspect of a human being. That's why I guess if people want to search for themselves in order to revive their lives, make their lives have sense. This sense is represented, is embodied in Imam Hussein. That's why I guess the number who are commemorating Imam Hussein's martyrdom are increasing all the times, every year, every decade, because they find whatever they lose from their from their spiritualism and from their soul in this revivalism. Imam Hussein is not representing any moment in history. He represents all kinds of histories from the beginning, when these tribes of Umayya and these tribes now, for example, in Bahrain and other places.
Right, Mr. Saleh, I'll stop you if I may right now. Professor Mohsen Saleh speaking to us there live from Beirut, because we're going to look now...